We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the RotoWire hashtag After Dark UCL show. It is leg two of the round of 16 knockouts. I'm Jack Burkhart. You can find me on Twitter at Jack Burkhart. I'm joined as usual by my colleague and 2022 King of the Pitch winner, and Ryan, still number two ranked player on the RG soccer board, and I think top 500, top 600 overall. So maybe you got to call your parents and tell them that you're still hanging in there.
Well, you know, that's nice to see. I've had a few wins here and there, but I don't, you know, it hasn't been the greatest season for me. I haven't been very consistent. I've sort of saved it, winning some big GPPs here and there. Like to improve consistency, but yeah, you know, we're doing okay. Not really in Champs League though. I remember we got blasted on the last Champions League slate, kind of most recent Champions League slates. I just remember them not going very well. We'll try to do better this one.
It was 2 weeks ago. It feels like eternity. And, you know, I think we were bemoaning our weekends. It was a little bit of a tough luck in the EPL streets, but hey, that's the life we live. Let's dig into this two-gamer, Ryan. I think it's kind of interesting. I was doing my research for the slate, and the thing I boxed in was, who are the locks? Because there's no one I'm, like, super excited to play. That's usually a Belongi question, and I've stolen it. But just looking at the cheat sheet odds, we have Bayern Munich. They're hosting Lazio, so they're 75% to win, and they have an implied goal total of 2.3. Lazio don't do anything in DFS, so I would take a bet that, you know, if you remove Provedel just getting saves, I don't think any of their players are going to score over 10 points, but maybe I'm just a stone cold hater. That's to say that I think Lazio are going to be extremely defensive and Bayern Munich are going to hold the ball most of the time. So there's going to be a lot of shots, a lot of chances created, things like that. So it's going to be a good spot, even if you don't believe in Bayern Munich. I mean, they seem like a complete dumpster fire right now. 10 points behind Bayer Leverkusen in the Bundesliga. I think Tuchel is definitely on the way out. It's just a matter of if he gets to be politely fired at the end of the season or if he forces the board's hand over there. And then the other interesting item, Ryan, is we have Real Sociedad, slight favorites. It's mostly a pick-em matchup at home to PSG. Sociedad are down 2-0. Not really a goal-scoring side necessarily, but I think the storyline there is going to be PSG. Kylian Mbappe was subbed off at halftime recently in Ligue 1 play, and manager Luis Enrique is like, yeah, deal with it. Like, he's leaving, and we have to learn what life is like without him. Normally, Mbappe is a pretty interesting play at 10K. He has a nice floor, and, you know, he's one of the best players in the world. But there's all of a sudden some fragility around his case, and they're also nursing a 2-0 lead, so it's not like PSG are going to push. Ryan, I think I just went on for like 2 minutes there. A lot going on in this slate.
Yeah, I think that was a good breakdown. Very frustrating comments from Luis Enrique. I mean, yeah, just basically pulling Mbappe at half of a 0-0 game. And his reasoning was something like, well, we're going to have to get used to being without him in the future. But like, I don't know. That's really weird. Like you said, one of the best players in the world, maybe the best player in the world. I don't know how. Like, you just play him 90 minutes every time, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, now we have that to think about. You know, my first thought was like, it makes him kind of interesting if nobody's going to play him. But like, he's Mbappe. So does that ever happen on a two-game slate? I don't know. Lazio, I agree with everything you said about Lazio. Really don't like them for DFS. Besides the goalkeeper, I mean, yeah, you don't really expect anyone to score over 10 points. And then, you know, talked about Mbappe, and then the rest of PSG is tough too. You know, maybe you want Dembele if he's going to be out there taking all the sets, but after that, you know, all of their attackers get subbed. Pieces don't look great there. And then Sociedad have Kubu. You're going to want Kubu, I think. They haven't been in great form. I think they've lost three straight, and even going back farther than that, they had lost a bunch of games. So yeah, like by process of elimination, like regardless of Bayern's form, you just end up on Bayern. Yeah, you know, they need to score. It's a good matchup. I don't know, kind of a, it's like, it's kind of boring and straightforward, but yeah, like you're going to want to target Bayern on this slate and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, Bayern are a bit expensive, but I mean, it's not like they're unreasonably expensive, and I just don't want to attack many of the other, I don't want to attack any of the other spots. Like, you don't want to pay 10K for Mbappe in cash games when he's a liability to be subbed and, you know, not going to push as much. Dembele has been getting subbed. And then maybe Kang starts, and maybe it's just a whole mess at set pieces. I have a note here, just messy. You know, Hakimi's been taking a couple corners lately, and I know the attackers have been rotating. It's just, it's very frustrating. Big Turk is making fun of us.
Sorry, Turk. Bayern.
Why don't you come back into the Discord, Big Turk? We miss you.
Sorry, Turk. Bayern. I do say that. I got to stop saying that.
I'm just copying you. I'm going to end up saying it like Sarah Bia, and then Big Z is going to be in the DMs threatening to unsubscribe. Anyway, it's just all to say I agree with you completely. Like, you're going to end up on Bayern guys, but even then, some of their forwards are going to get rotated out. Like, do you expect Thomas Muller to play a full 90 minutes and then Tell? He's not going to play 60 if he starts. And Leroy Sané, if he's on the bench, is going to come on for 45 minutes. And maybe you feel good about Musiala, but that's just about it. And then we have Joshua Kimmich, who's now playing as a right back and is getting subbed. So do you have a good feel even for what's going on? We're going to play these Bayern guys, but do you have a good feeling what's even going on internally inside of that squad?
No, it's tough to have a good feel. Like I started the same way as you said, like, who are the locks on this slate? I don't know. Like, from Bayern, still probably Kimmich, right? Like, because he's playing for the biggest favorite. They need to score. He's going to take the most set pieces. Like, it's just, it almost doesn't matter. Yeah, he's been getting subbed, and he's a sub risk now, especially if he's going to keep playing right back. I don't know. I think you still have to play Kimmich at 8,200. I mean, and after that, I think you broke down the forwards perfectly. Sané, is he going to start or not? Even if he does, like, him or Tell, probably good for 70-ish minutes. Muller as well. Musiala is the one I feel best about. So, yeah, I agree with you there. Like, sort of all the uncertainty and the lack of locks maybe brings Kane into play more so than we'd otherwise think. I mean, just for any format. Like, you're not really you might not be giving too much up by putting Kane in your lineup. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a great feel for Bayern, though, other than that. I haven't watched him too much. I saw the highlights this weekend. Great goal from Tell. Great goal from Musiala. But, yeah, like, they've been conceding and just not creating the chances that we're used to seeing. I don't know.
I think I saw an XG that maybe they were somewhat unlucky, I think, recently against Freiburg. Or it may have been a slightly different match, but I mean, clearly they're just not playing that well. You mentioned Kimmich and set pieces, and I had noticed that Alexander Pavlovich, he's a German U20 player, and Transfermarkt, I'm doing another Belongi, only 2 million. I thought maybe this was somehow some player who's worth like $50 million that I didn't pick up, but just seems like a decent young player. He sometimes chips on set pieces too, but perhaps those were when Kimmich wasn't on. I agree with you on Kimmich. I tried not to play him at first, and then I ended up just like having the money available. I mean, if you're not going to want to play these Bayern guys, I just don't know where else you're going to go, and you're going to end up with a lot of extra money. And it's kind of this vicious cycle of
Jack, you know, I'm teaching. Yeah, I'm teaching you well. I love to hear that about going to Transfermarkt. I actually did the same thing with the same player and had the same reaction. It's like, so how can a 19-year-old be playing this much for Bayern and taking set pieces? Somehow he's only $2 million. A $2 million player. Like, what is that? I also went to check the embarrassingly. I've maybe watched a few Bayern games this year, and I didn't know what foot Pavlovich kicks with. And Transfermarkt says both. What is that? I don't think I've ever seen that before, except for maybe Marek Hamsik, who takes corners with both feet. But yeah, so I don't know. Maybe someone can help us out with that. But I don't think, you know, it seems like Kimmich has priority when they're both on the pitch together. So I think I'll probably just go with that.
Wow. They must be stingy with the 2-foot. I know my boy, Hyungmin Son, he's also a 2-footed player, but he doesn't usually take set pieces. Very, very, very in-depth. I think, Ryan, you might know the foot of the footedness of at least like 500 grown men at this point. You're like a true encyclopedia.
We've been checking for a long time, you know?
And you never forget. All right, let's dig into this. I think there's enough complaining about the lack of good plays. We have to pick some plays. And I think via process of elimination, which is not a bad way to go, I think you're going to have money to spend. And so you may as well spend it forward where there's goal scoring options. I don't see why I wouldn't play Harry Kane when Bayern are going to possess the ball and he's going to be shooting. He's got in his last three matches, 6 shots, 7 shots, 7 shots. And he had 4 shots and 8.4 in the reverse leg, which wasn't that bad. I was a Kane donk and I was kind of disappointed. Had he scored, he would have gotten 20 points. So it feels like Harry Kane's looking at something like a 9-point floor. He's likely to score or grab an assist. I certainly prefer him in this game environment to Mbappe, and then you just add the uncertainty, and I think I still do prefer it. Kane should probably be a little bit more expensive in this spot. If there's a lock in cash, it might be Harry Kane. You just click him because where else are you going to spend your money? What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But what if we get the same PSG lineup that we saw last time out? Which had Dembele on a monopoly. I don't think either of us played him on that last slate. And if you were to run it again, he would have been the first guy in. I mean, if we watch those games play out, he's always going to have the highest floor. That wasn't a fluke. Now, this is a different spot, obviously. They're on the road. They have a 2-goal lead. It's going to be a different kind of game flow. But still, like, the monopoly set piece taker for PSG is probably in consideration for cash. If it is Dembele, you know, if he's out there without Kang. And I know Hakimi has taken a corner here or there. And, you know, maybe that continues. But it seemed like Dembele had priority the last time.
I think he usually does have priority when he's on, and maybe some of the noise that's been coming on is there's been a lot of rotation in PSG, guys getting subbed off at the 60th minute. So, you know, maybe Hakimi's taking these in the 70th minute or something like that. We don't have timestamps in every single one. That would be like the ultimate spreadsheet. But yeah, I think Dembele is also a priority. He's at 8,500. Even if he plays only 70 minutes, it's a 2-game slate and there's just not a lot of plays. I agree with you. It was a mistake not to play Dembele, you know, with that context before. But I think you can afford both Dembele and Kane. They certainly seem like the best options. You're going to play at least one of them. Are you inclined to spend down, Ryan? Do any of the cheaper options look good to you? I think Jamal Musiala is a little less than 8K. I'm not looking at his price right now, but he's certainly a good player in a good spot, but maybe not in cash games.
Yeah, he would be the one, and maybe even for cash games. I wouldn't necessarily have a problem if he was somebody's first forward in, just because of price, just because he's pretty likely to play, you know, the full game. And, you know, the five or so times I've watched Bayern recently, he's been their best player. So I always like playing Musiala. He scored a great goal over the weekend. They really rely on him for creativity these days.
He's on an absolute heater right now. I did not pull that up. I mean, 5 points against RB Leipzig, but he's looking at 12 floor points against Freiburg. Is that 20 floor points against Bochum? 10 floor points against Lazio. Man, I think that's a really fair point. I think I undersold that a little bit. Definitely seems like there's trends going up for him.
Yeah, he's really coming on.
Yeah, I mean, those options seem best. yeah, I don't want to play Tell at 8,000, for example, just because I think he's a lock to be subbed, even though he's, you know, promising young player. I'd certainly rather find 800 more to upgrade from Thomas Muller. Like, I would not take that consolation prize. I would switch a goalkeeper or switch a defender to get up to Musiala in that case. And then, I don't know, maybe some cheaper options that you can look into. This is going to be more from tournaments. I mean, I know Luis Alberto is a Monopoly set piece taker, but I think Lazio are going to have like 30% possession. You can save that for like a contrarian tournament play. The thing, maybe there's some tournament plays looking down. I know some of the Real Sociedad guys are cheap. So Oyarzabal is, I butchered that name, I'm sorry. He's 6,300 and playing as a forward. That doesn't seem too bad in a match where Sociedad are at home and have to push. Again, not really a cash game consideration, but I'm kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel here. There's just not many options that I'm eager to play.
Yeah, me either. Comment in the chat. Why would you play PSG set pieces when they have a 2-goal lead? Yeah, that's a fair comment. And normally, it's still could be a good fade, but it's really the lack of other options. Like, you know, there's no one on Lazio you want to play. Dembele would clearly have the highest floor on PSG. And, you know, outside of Kubu, depending on the Sociedad lineup, like there's not that many other options. So sometimes you just take the raw points. But yeah, like I don't love, you know, spending 8,500 for Dembele when they're on the road with a 2-goal lead. No, I don't love that.
I mean, you still just might play them. I mean,
right. That's sometimes like there's just nothing else, and you take the 10 points if you think he's good for it. But again, maybe he's not. I don't know. Like, I just struggle to. Are you of the opinion that Sociedad are going to dominate this match the way, you know, like Bayern are going to dominate the Lazio match? I don't know. I'm not really of that opinion.
Are PSG going to park the bus? Like, I don't really believe that too much either. It might not be like huge ceiling, right? But like, I think a decent floor that can pay off that price tag is definitely in the cards.
Probably. I just, you know, that's a good comment, because normally that's my standard thought, but it's hurt me too many times just having that thought, like, fading these spots. Just, yeah, I don't know. It's come back to bite me too many times. So I'm just not as quick to fade them anymore.
Yeah, the role can offer bailouts, I think, in that case. Bears pointing out that PSG have been atrocious away. I mean, you can look into those things if you want. I mean, you can play both Harry Kane and Musiala, and then I think you can make your other lineup spots work. You know, it's more of just a stack Bayern point of view. And why not stack Bayern? I mean, that's a pretty logical strategy, pretty straightforward. They're going to be the team that's going to possess the ball and shoot the most. So just hope, you know, gather. I'll sound like Jordan. Give me all the shots. Just give me all the shots and chances created, and hope everything works out. That sounds like a reasonable strategy too.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, PSG haven't been great. I'm fine with targeting PSG. I just wish, you know, Sociedad haven't been great either. Like, but PSG over the weekend, 0-0 against Monaco away. Monaco had a ton of chances in that game. Should have scored, I think, 14 shots or something. Like, yeah, I don't know. That Sociedad, it could be a decent spot for Sociedad. They're going to have to push base the whole game. So I like targeting their players.
Yeah, I mean, why not build lineups with Kubo and then play one of their forwards with them? And then, you know, all you need is like a goal and assist.
Oh, yeah, that was what a cheap forward we were talking about. Andre Silva, I think you probably mentioned.
Oh, I did not. He's not on the cheat sheet. 4,700?
4,700, yeah. Oh, again, we don't know who's going to start for them, but he might. He's been starting recently, scored a penalty over the weekend. Yeah, 4,700. So that's one I would be interested in.
I just assumed his price was up because, like, Pavlovich is over 6K. So I assume that DK was on it. That seems like a slight misprice. So starting forward shouldn't be that cheap in this spot. I think I saw that he took a direct free kick as well. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, like, he should be the same price as the other, as Becker and Oyarzabal.
Yeah. At least 2,000 more. I mean, you're looking at being able to play him in a utility spot. Like, if you're going to spend, like, you, I'm just thinking about, you probably want to play two of Musiala, Kane, and Dembele as we're talking through it. So you could use Silva in the util. Like, I don't think you're doing it to save money so that you can spend up on the rest of the construction.
He's the same price as Leon Goretzka. I don't know if you have a take there. Could go 47. They're both 4,700.
Yeah. I've tried to get that rare Leon Goretzka goal, and it's always eluded me. But, sometimes you just got to keep on doubling down. The Martingale strategy can't fail. I think that's a pretty comprehensive breakdown of the forward position. I mean, if you're a sick person, you can play with some of these Lazio forwards. I did 2 weeks ago, and it kind of paid off, but it's a completely different game script. So, I mean, maybe Ciro Mobile, if you think he gets a penalty, that's worth a sprinkle. But that's just not a spot I care to look, Ryan.
No, me either. I think if you want a Lazio forward, you want early Bayern goals. So I would stack then. If I played a Lazio forward, it would be with multiple Bayern pieces. You know, you would want two first half goals for Bayern. You know, you want that game to start going back and forth.
Yeah. Something to force Lazio to start trying. Hopefully they don't get like three red cards like they did over the weekend in Serie A. Oh, yeah, that was funny. Let's move on to midfield. So I think there's two really good names standing out at midfield. First, we have Kubo, who's just on an absolute tear with Floor. So I think Real Sociedad are going to be without Arsene Zakarian. And so that means Kubo should be on most of the corners. I know Mendes takes some set pieces, but I pulled up his tab on his player page, so I can do it right here. And you'll notice that most of his action, dun, 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 is in direct free kicks. So he's not taking too many corners. So I think Kubo is probably going to take most corners. And then you would expect Mendes on free kicks. Free kicks a bit more random than corners. That's a really good role for Kubo in a game where Real Sociedad are going to be playing at home and they're going to be pushing. And then you were mentioning Kimmich. He should take the set pieces while he's on. We're risking an early substitution because for some reason Tuchel doesn't think he's a good player. I think Kimmich is a terrific player. If you can't make use of him, I think you need to get your act together. But what do I know? I'm just a humble mathematician playing DFS for my mom's basement. So are you just going to click those two names in cash games and hope the rest works out and maybe spend down a defender?
Yeah.
That seems like the best option to
me. Yeah, for sure. But it's pretty interesting, right? You move Kimmich to right back to play this 19-year, like, I don't know why he's doing it, right? Does he not think Kimmich is good? Maybe. I don't know. That's been reported. Is this 19-year-old kid better than him there? You put him at Kimmich at right back? I don't know. Yeah, it's a weird situation there, but I don't see how, you just have to play Kimmich in cash. There's just no one else to play.
I'm inclined to agree. And maybe this is better because I know Kimmich played right back before he was transitioned into midfield back when he was a youth product, right? Like, wasn't he replacing Philipp Lahm early on in the Bayern days? So, I mean, I think he's competent in this position. And
maybe it's out of necessity. It's probably out of necessity. I see Sacha Bouy and Masraoui out. Like, they don't really have any other right backs. They use Konrad Lehmer there. I think he's the one who could sub in for Kimmich, but Kimmich probably, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
This is a little off topic, but looking at the Bayern Munich center back pairing, Tottenham Hotspur legend Eric Dier, and then you have the disappointing signing Kim Min-jae. I'm not
sure. This is unbelievable too, though. Like, how does Matthias De Ligt not start? Like, Tuchel hates him too for some reason. They paid like 80 million for him or something. He was thought of as like one of the best young center backs in the world before they bought him. It's just like to run out Eric Dier instead of him. Like, this guy needs to go. He does this everywhere. Tuchel, he does this everywhere he goes. Yeah, I see Barrett in the chat. He didn't think Pulisic was any good. Yeah, Pulisic was the one who got those Lazio boys sent off over the weekend. He's having a great season in Italy. Anyways, just makes no sense what's going on at Bayern. But for this slate, I don't unfortunately, none of this really matters, like, for cash games. Like, there's not any, like, besides Kubu. Yeah, Kubu's probably the first guy in, but after that, it's just got to be Kimmich.
Would you rather play Kimmich or Dembele? Let's say I tell you Dembele plays 80 minutes. It's $400 difference, and you can use Dembele at a midfield spot.
Yeah, I just mean that, there might be a difference in like 10 corner kicks, depending on how the game goes. There might not be, but if that Bayern game stays 0-0 for a while, Kimmich is going to have a lot of set pieces. And if Sociedad don't score for a while, PSG might not have many. So like it's a pretty easy decision, I think, to just play Kimmich.
I think I agree. There's a ceiling based on floor for Kimmich in this spot. He is going to be playing right back, so that means he's going to be bombing in some crosses. I did bring up Kim and Eric Dier because I'm not sure how much I trust that back line. I thought maybe Kimmich would be able to get forward a la Pascal Gross, but that might be tough. But then again, it is Lazio who are also slow, so maybe this is the perfect setup for those two. And it's academic anyways. It's a good spot if he has set pieces and. I think he sent in plenty of crosses as a right back, without set pieces, and you're definitely going to be in that sort of position.
Well, at least I won't be able to play Upamecano this slate because I played Upamecano last slate, and not only he ruined everything. He got himself a red card, gave the goal away for Immobile, and lost the clean sheet for my keeper. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know, Jack. So like, I don't know if it can be worse than that. How much is Eric Dier? 3,300. Been known to take a direct free kick in his time. Might have to click Eric Dier.
He's scored some incredible goals. I think he once scored like a ground ball goal against Manchester City back when Kyle Walker played for Tottenham. It just like curled outside and it was from like 35 yards out. One of the best. I think I screamed and it was in my in-laws' house and I woke people up because it was at 7:30 a.m. So some great memories with Eric Dier, even though I'm talking shit right now. Yeah, I mean he can score a goal, why not? But and you might be spending down at defender anyways. Maybe we should talk about defender, Ryan, because the rest of midfield is disgusting. I guess Mendes is a viable option, especially if he's taking some direct free kicks, but he hasn't been playing a full 90 minutes lately, so that makes me a little less enthusiastic. Vitinha always plays 90 minutes and maybe he takes a few corners, but it totally depends on the personnel, and if PSG aren't pushing, consider myself not as interested. You mentioned Goretzka. That's the what the hell utility sort of play. I don't know, there's just no one I'm really like eager to play, even as like a utility player possibly in the midfield.
Yeah. Me either, really. I made a mistake on Vitinha last slate, and it was one that was avoidable. It's not really relevant for this slate, but maybe in the future. He's not as good of a play when Ugarte's not out there, which was what happened against Sociedad, and he basically sat all the way back and just played defensive midfielder the whole time he was out there. I don't know, that's just what I noticed, but yeah, no, I don't want to play any of the PSG guys. Sorry, so yeah, Goretzka, Jack, got to talk about Goretzka. He's the one I was looking at. I just see back to playing 90 minutes, and I've seen him score goals and come up with assists in these spots before. And maybe with Kimmich out at right back, maybe he's can get forward a little bit more if this Pavlovich is going to sit deep. I don't know. I'm just trying to talk myself into something because there's not a lot here. Like you could play Marino, who's kind of like the same. Similar thing to Goretzka, like should be out there 90 minutes involved on set pieces. So like, yeah, I could play one of those guys. It's not out of the realm of that they could come up with a goal or an assist. Again, like going back to that, there's just not a lot on this slate, so can't really make too many mistakes. There's not a lot of opportunity costs, so you can take chances on these guys, I think.
Yeah, there's not a lot of angles. And in that spirit, Bear is mentioning some of the Lazio midfielders. I think it's sensible in scripts where you have like four Bayern players and maybe they have to start crossing later in the game. Just make sure that you play one that's going to be playing, full 90
Yeah, I
minutes.
was actually looking at I think Guendouzi's okay. Not the other
3,400.
ones like the other ones are fine, but like Guendouzi for 3,400, you only need like 6 points maybe. You don't need he doesn't need to have any shots and crosses or whatever else. And he should be out there. He'll be out there 90 minutes.
I'll remind the listeners that Ryan is an Arsenal fan, so I think that might be clouding his judgment.
Oh man,
Gooner legend Matteo Guendouzi. At 3,400, why not?
I just gotta say, you know, as an Arsenal fan, I remember, you know, we used to have to be like, oh yeah, we got Guendouzi, he's promising, and like all these guys, you know, look what it, you know, what a difference a couple of years makes, because it feels good not to have to do that anymore. Oh, Guendouzi, yeah, he might turn into something. And Lucas Torreira, maybe, can't even think of the guys. Who did we spend $80 million on from the French League? I don't even remember at this point. Yeah, Anthony, the Anthony clone. Oh, Pepe.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe Pepe will come good. Yeah, we're far from those days, I'm happy to say.
Not too far. I'm still. I started playing soccer DFS late, but just in time to see Pepe never play, but priced 11,000 on every classic slate, no matter what.
Sorry, Turk. I like Torreira actually. I always liked Torreira.
Yeah.
Kind of felt bad for him. He came over like he was young. He was homesick. He like, yeah, poor kid. He's doing well for Gala.
Yeah. I mean, some other shout out Bear saying tackles for Guendouzi, Zaire Emery. I mean, he's a good player. Maybe the player that you need is a util player. You know, Andre Silva doesn't score. You just need a cheap util who gets 9 points because, you know, they got like five tackles won and somehow never got yellow carded or something like that. I could see something like that happening in this slate. So if you have an angle that you like there, I think just if it makes the rest of the lineup work.
Yeah, no, you. I think you can win this slate with 5 points from like one of those, from a Guendouzi or something.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but it's possible.
Sometimes.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's switch to defender then, Ryan. I think it's an interesting position because I think it's somewhat efficiently priced. But it's also a position where I feel like people are going to spend up at these midfield and forward spots, and it's going to be a struggle to find the salary there. It feels like a place where it can make a difference. You know, maybe, you know, chalk Eric Dier gets a goal and none of this matters, but it's very conceivable that, you know, one of, you know, Javi Gallon or Alphonso Davies. Alphonso Davies hasn't been as good this season, but like Hakimi is the one I have in mind who could really separate from the field. I had a great lineup in the PSG slates. They had the big $4 and I got a boat race by players who played Hakimi, even though I had more of these Lazio goals because just separated so much from the defense. You literally saw it happen. I literally just saw it happen. So there has to be merit to that type of construction in tournaments, though I'm not sure I'm getting there in cash games. What do you think about the higher range defenders, Ryan?
Yeah, I think you nailed it just with the Hakimi, with what you said about Hakimi. I played him too on the last slate. It almost worked out great. Yeah, I think more of a tournament play probably, just again because of the script as well. Davis, yeah, I don't feel comfortable with that either, at least for cash games, just because he hasn't been playing. I mean, he's 26 minutes off the bench, and then he had missed the last four. So just like I think he's a fine play for tournaments, but I'd just be worried that Guerrero comes in. You never know how early it could happen. But, you know, if Davis somehow went 90 minutes or close to, I don't know. He hasn't been that great in general, so not in love with it. Not going to play the Lazio guys. So then Sociedad, are they by default the best options? Probably Traore because of price at 3,900. I mean, he doesn't do much, but he has some good games and he's cheap. And I just like Gallan would be okay too. But you know, he's more expensive. I'm slightly worried that Tierney's back now. Tierney started over the weekend and played like 80 some minutes. I'm not going to worry too much about that. I don't love any of the defenders, but I think the Sociedad guys are probably the best. I think Hakimi's a good tournament play at low ownership. What's going to happen with Davis? Do you think he would be like chalk if he starts or like popular?
I think it'll just be pretty spread out. It depends on what people are going to do with the construction, because I think the field's a little bit more construction focused lately. He's not a set piece taking player. He is a little bit famous. It's a good spot, so he's going to be played. Like, you're not going to sneak in a 15% or something like this. But if he was over 30%, Ryan, I'd be absolutely shocked. I think he's someone who can make us. He's not going to win it for you single-handedly, but if Davies is the one who goes off, he might be, you know, racing against only 20% of the field. So I think there are probably some merits. So I would say 25. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, there's not a lot of good options. So I guess that, you know, that makes him a decent play if he's not going to be too high owned.
Yeah. Gallan failed his chalk. He only scored 4 points. I pulled up his gain log in that UCL slate before when he was really cheap. Maybe that leaves a sour taste in some people's mouth. And maybe just a lack of familiarity with Real Sociedad does that. You know, not a particularly attacking team. So I don't know. I just don't think anyone's going to be particularly chalky, Ryan. I think it's a play whoever you think is going to do best and have some conviction.
Yeah. Yeah. That last game. Yeah. I'm interested to, you know, I'm unsure how this game is going to go, because that last game, Sociedad were not very good. They didn't create much at all. They relied on like Kubu to just like create things by himself. But I'm just talking about the fullbacks. Like, yeah, I thought it might be a better spot. They got dominated pretty much by PSG. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that that happens this time. Like, yeah, PSG are in a weird spot and now they're away, and like just Sociedad know they have to push. So yeah, like hopefully, you know, or like if people probably see that they failed last time, those fullbacks, but they could succeed this time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Gallan's been pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And if Andre Silva starts,
Champions League. Yeah.
Right. And if Andre Silva starts, that's a big target man who you're going to try to cross to as much as possible. He had like Gallan had one bad game in Champions League.
On the road,
you know,
at PSG.
He might like, yeah. So he might be a decent option just because there's not many guys who can outscore the position, and he's probably one of them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point with Gallan. You know, he was on the road. These teams that are on the road in the first league in Champions League, there's no away goals rule whatsoever. So they're all just trying to get back on the plane and back home and, you know, with as little damage as possible. So that might have played into some of it as well. I think that, yeah, you're talking me into Gallan. I think, you know, trust the process on that one. I think that was a, you know, floor game from him. I pulled up Nuno Mendes' game log. He's been injured. I remember that he came back too soon in the World Cup, and it was, I think I played him in that World Cup slate. I'm having Vietnam flashbacks with that. But he's played 20 minutes and 30 minutes. A player coming off of several hamstring injuries, I don't feel good about him playing more than 50 minutes if he starts, but he's only 3,200. And Ryan, he's a very attacking player. I think just on the price alone, you could get me there. And then I remember that PSG are up 2-0. So why force the issue? But I don't know. What would you do with a chalky Nuno Mendes if he starts at about 3,200 or 3,400? I've seen some lineups predict him to start.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too. So I had the same thought as you. I think it would probably be bad chalk. Like, you know, it just, yeah, you know, nursing the two goal lead and for sure going to get subbed early, right? Like for sure, maybe even at halftime, you know?
Yeah.
I think I played him on that Portugal slate you're talking about too. I love Nuno Mendes as a player. He's got big potential, but yeah, he's not the most consistent fantasy player, and this just isn't a good spot. Like if PSG were chasing the game, then yeah, for sure, 3,200. Yeah, but as chalk and probably going to get subbed with, you know, one or two points quite often, yeah, no, I don't really have interest. I'd rather play Eric Dier, Jack. Same price.
I was going to say, just give me Eric.
It's unbelievable.
What a world 2024 is. Yeah, I mean, defender's tough. I mean, I think I'm a little bit more into Gallan, but, you know, spending down twice is equally viable if you want to play someone in the mid-range or spend up at goalkeeper or something like that. I think we're just going to have to see what the lineups look like and then make our decisions from there. Any last takeaways on defender?
No, like, yeah. Defender is rough.
Yeah,
defender's rough. I don't know, like, the Sociedad guys are okay. I didn't want to play Traore either, but he took 4 shots a couple games ago. That's something, right?
Yeah.
Seems to have 2 or 3 crosses and, like, I don't know, but, you know, he doesn't stand out or anything.
He's like one of these classic DK fullbacks who's always, like, 4,200 and always scores 8 points when you fade and always scores like 3 points when you play him. I mean, maybe I'm projecting too much. It doesn't seem like a smash to me, Ryan, but 8 points also separate from the field, and he's well capable of that, especially, I don't know, the price and matchup just make a lot of sense for Hamari Traore.
He's so the Ben White of Sociedad.
That he's going to score a goal, unless you didn't mean that. Let's get into goalkeeper, Ryan. I see 2 goalkeepers worth playing. I see spending all the way up for Manuel Neuer at 5,800. He's probably not going to get too many saves, but maybe the thesis is Bayern get the early lead and he has to make a couple saves later in the game. And then just paying all the way down for Provedel and hoping he does some heroic save game and using the salary elsewhere. I think you can make use of the salary, so that's certainly an enticing strategy, even if I play 5 Bayern players across from him. Maybe that makes the contrarian move playing Ramiro or Donnarumma. Maybe one of those guys keeps a clean sheet. I mean, you know, could be a pretty good spot for Donnarumma if they do manage to keep a clean sheet. He's going to be facing a lot of shots too, and people just aren't going to want to spend in the middle. I don't know, but it's also goalkeeper, so who knows? Lord knows what's going to happen. Any thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah, I would have broken it down like you, I think. Maybe I think you could throw Donnarumma in there with the other two. I wouldn't play Romero. Tournaments, he's fine. But Donnarumma's in the spot where the spot that you want to target, I guess. You know, with Sociedad need multiple goals. So he just should face shots.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Romero needs the clean sheet. Donnarumma doesn't need the clean sheet, which it just makes him better on these slates, more upside. You know, basically it's a similar spot to Provedel with a better chance to win. And then Neuer, obviously best winning clean sheet odds. That's fine. It hasn't been working out well, you know, with those types, especially with Bayern, with Neuer, with the Ederson types. I mean, like, I mean, you feel pretty good about this spot, but I don't know. It seems to go wrong often enough.
I thought when I stopped playing Ederson, City were going to start keeping clean sheets, and
it hasn't happened. Right?
It hasn't happened yet, so I might stay away until further notice.
Yeah, I'm not a quick learner. Apparently, I played Ederson again over the weekend, and what do you know?
It's got to work out. The coin has to flip in your favor one of these times.
It's 50%. Maybe not.
I think he had a good save performance recently. I remember someone joking about it in the Discord.
Yeah, he did. No, he did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's goalkeeper. Good luck. We have a commenter, Champ Grind. This year's Champions League sucks. Teams can barely score. It is. Ryan, the Champions League group stage is elite. And then this is when we shift our attention to the Europa League knockouts, where the real fun is going on. So,
Champions League hasn't gone great for me either this season, that's for sure. It's been a sort of a weird Champions League season. I saw that they're changing the format for next year.
Oh, that's gonna be a nightmare. It's weird groups of teams, and
it's like every team can play every team, sort of thing at the start.
Yeah, that's not anyway, gonna be fun figuring that out if DraftKings Soccer is still around at that point. Posting prices 2 hours, like posting prices after 5:30 p.m. So I have to suffer through a solo show. DraftKings, I know you're listening. We want to talk about your product. We don't even demand anything. For the love of God, post your slates earlier. We would all be very thankful. And it has to help the fill, but you know, can't stop that, 200 person GPP in Interleague from filling up. Just ridiculous.
Like anyone at, like, that comment will ever get to anyone at DraftKings who has any sort of power to change anything.
I email them and they're like, oh, do you want to become an affiliate? You should email the affiliates. I'm like, no, shut up. I just want you to post the slates earlier and tell your soccer team, whoever the soccer person is there, like randomly mashing buttons, deciding that no double up over 68 can fill, even though the double ups have been filling constantly. I'm tilting, Ryan. It's Monday and I'm tilting very much over the state.
I could tilt too. Yeah, it actually keeps getting worse. 6 game slate over the weekend, and the there was no high stakes. This high stakes is down to $180. This one for this Champions League slate, like, is a single entry. They made it a $275 single entry. So they actually are giving themselves a chance that this doesn't fill. It would have easily filled if they just made it a normal, where you can enter twice, or make it a smaller single entry and bigger buy-in, and it'll fill easily. But I don't know. They did. Yeah. It's just no king of the pitch slate, back-to-back Mondays. Yeah. I don't know. Like, stuff seems to have really changed in the last couple of weeks, almost like it's a new person, changing the size of the king of the pitch contests.
Ryan, what about the Sunday slate where they had two copies of the 344 and two copies of the 25? So we had some random two-game staggered start where four tickets.
That was unbelievable. Yeah, I lost double the money on that slate. So yeah, and then right after that was they put one of the qualifiers on a 9 a.m., 10 a.m. showdown. Remember? The same as the classic slate.
The same as the classic, never happened one that before. Always
no
overlays.
No one even plays those showdowns. I've never even played one of those showdowns that's also on a classic slate. Like, I mean, what is going on?
It's a gnarly world out there.
But they could fix it very easily. Yeah, just talk to, like, can they hire us?
Literally talk to you or something. I've seen third inch long Bryce Morrow. I've seen him, like, I think he used to tweet like constantly, like at FanDuel, DraftKings, like, I'll fix your contest offerings. Just like pay me 10 grand a year or something and all. I could engineer them so they would fill. But, the 23 year old out of college who is working at DraftKings, randomly clicking buttons, please email us. You can find us in Discord. You can find us on rotowire.com/soccer trial. 48-hour free trial. You can get the cheat sheets if you're not a subscriber already for the Champions League product. Ryan, I think it's high time that we stop complaining about this, and I think we should wish the viewers some luck. I don't know, any last word? It's kind of a tough slate, so I think you have to have some conviction and hope things go right on your punts. I mean, there's not much more to it than that.
No, yeah, no last words. Enough of the complaining. Let's just try to book a win tomorrow.
Yeah,
let's turn the season around. Still time.
Still plenty of time to get those King of the Pitch tickets. Good luck tomorrow, everyone. We will be back Tuesday evening to break down what's hopefully a better two-game slate. We will see you later.
Good luck, everybody.